The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy with a chance at afternoon showers and a high today around 56. The Racine Unified School Board votes to purchase the Sportsplex facility in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park for $5.2 million and to move the real school from the current Olympia Brown. Sports-related revenue to help pay for the decision, though borrowing will get the process moving. Chief Operations Officer Dave Hazen noting the financing concerns were looked at long and hard by a committee. Dennis Weiser voicing some outstanding concerns about the build-out and transportation costs, but he believes it's a good move for the real school.
I am very excited to see what they will do when they have a facility that was designed for their purposes. Kurt and the staff, the parents, I have all the faith in the world in you folks. You've done a great job over the years. This will move you forward. The ability to partner with Brian Albrecht, Gateway staff, Gateway facilities, we just can't ignore that. That's a huge opportunity for our district, and I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Julie McKenna, a little concerned about some of the borrowing that's involved, some of the constituents raising those concerns to her. She feels, though, it's still a good opportunity.
I understand their concern. I will be voting for it, and probably some people that really believe that we shouldn't be borrowing money aren't going to be happy with that. I know that that's a risk that we take. I know we don't have much debt, but I think the opportunity is such that I think it's a good opportunity to invest, and I think it will pay itself off.
On the purchase vote, it was 8-1. Chuck Goodremote, the outgoing board member, against it. More homes in Wisconsin sold in the first quarter of this year than any other three-month period since the beginning of the last recession back in 07. Wisconsin Realtors Association reporting 4.2% increases both statewide and in the southeast region.
Starting with Kenosha County, first quarter home sales rose 22.5%, with Milwaukee up 1.3%, and there was an 8% increase in Racine County. Median prices with those sales went up 5.5% in Kenosha, with a 9.4% drop in Racine and a 16% hike in Milwaukee County. Just for March, Racine County home sales rose 16.5%, while Kenosha went up 18.5% and Milwaukee dropped 6.9%. Median prices last month declined 2.1% in Kenosha, with a 12.7% decline in Racine and a 15.2% increase in Milwaukee County compared to March of last year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman and Police Chief John Morrissey attending their final city council meeting last night, both retiring at the end of the day today, making a reference to the dispute over the boundary agreement between the town of Paris and the village of Summers. Mayor Bosman said the city has to expand to the west, but it also has to bring people to the east.
It's always the challenge that the older areas, the neighborhoods, making sure that they're livable, making sure that we've got attractions like velodromes and dream playgrounds and baseball fields and Lincoln parks and festivals that make Kenosha a livable place, the livable place that it is.
Meanwhile, Police Chief John Morrissey, after receiving a commendation from the city, simply said, "Thank you for the opportunity to serve." Coming up tonight, John Antaramian getting back into the mayor's chair. Daniel Miskin is taking over as police chief. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 33-year-old Mequon Jones and 28-year-old Bobby Mitten with party to first-degree intentional homicide. This for the death of Thomas Borglin at his Grove Avenue home, while 28-year-old Daryl Allen is facing two counts of aiding a felon. All three, meanwhile, have misdemeanor theft allegations as well. Borglin, the victim of a severe beating, according to the charging document. Jones and Mitten being held on $500,000 bond. All three back in court next week. The Racine Interfaith Coalition, meanwhile, with a prayer vigil, 6 p.m. Thursday for Borglin at 16th Street and Grove Avenue. A three-vehicle crash Monday afternoon in Mount Pleasant involving a medic's ambulance in Spring Street and Newman Road. Two minor injuries with that crash. No patients in the ambulance at the time, according to police. But the drivers of the citizens' vehicles, they were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A combined 32 years of service, Racine Alderman Jim Kaplan and Ron Hart bidding their farewells at the end of last night's council meeting. Kaplan representing the 4th District starting in 2006. He'd retired from the Public Works Department and many years on a solid waste truck.
I tried to serve the citizens of the 4th District and tried to make it a safer and better place to live. I used to walk home as a child from St. John's Lutheran School, and my whole concept in those 10 years was to make it safe for parents and their children to sleep in the backyards of the 4th District in tents and not have to worry about somebody molesting them.
Kaplan calling his replacement Tracy Lahren a real gift. Ron Hart represented the 14th Aldermanic District since 1994, while noting both good and bad times along the way.
I'd like to thank the mayor and Tom Friedel. They do an outstanding job. Tom, I hope you stay on for a couple of years. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but they tell me this retirement, it isn't all it's cracked up to be, so just hang in there a little bit. I also want to thank our great staff. I think we have a tremendous staff. We also have some great employees that work for us. They work very hard. They're very diligent, very dedicated, and I just want everyone to know that we do appreciate them and all the hard work they do.
Hard adding that his replacement, Jason Meekma, brings some new ideas that'll be good for the district and the city. Former Alderman Greg Helding showing up for Hart's swan song, explaining it was Hart who first called him after his first election win years ago to offer congratulations. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. Harley-Davidson's first quarter profit was down, but still better than the smart money experts on Wall Street had predicted. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker reporting a profit of $250.5 million, or $1.36 a share for the first 3 months of the year. It compares to nearly $270 million in the first quarter of last year. The company reports selling more motorcycles than a year ago and had just under 51% of the U.S. market share during the first quarter. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee recommended the second lowest bid on the Kinzie Avenue reconstruction project between Ohio Street to Green Bay Road, while rejecting the lowest bid from Cornerstone Pavers due to past problems on a couple of street projects. But the Common Council last night said it wants it looked at again. Cornerstone owner Amy Cape, while noting talks continue on those past unsolved issues, expressed shock at learning their lowest bid by $30,000 had been cast aside.
Not only is Lalonde a Milwaukee-based company, but they are not a DBE business, and their bid was not low. So I challenge you to consider the email you received today outlining some of the details from last year's projects, but I would like to say that last year's projects are irrelevant to this case.
Meanwhile, Deputy City Attorney Nicole Larson said there's a difference between lowest responsive bidder and responsible bidder.
Just because the dollar amount is the lowest doesn't necessarily mean that that individual bidder is entitled to that contract. That's when we look at what is responsible. And you can consider various things in determining what's responsible. And with all due respect to Ms. Cape, you know, the prior contracts not being relevant. In fact, prior contracts are relevant to determining what's responsible. How else would a municipality know how a bidder or a contractor would work but for those contracts that it may have entered into previously?
DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said 2 weeks won't be a huge issue, but the project is targeted to take 4 months. And CVS today announcing customers can use a mobile app to order most items and have them brought out to their vehicle when they drive up. Just not yet in Wisconsin, maybe by the end of the year. It is the start to a new season of local government in both the cities of Racine and Burlington and elsewhere. The Racine Common Council will meet at 7 o'clock tonight, and after the oath of office to the new aldermen and those re-elected, the agenda calls for selecting a president, standing committee appointments, and then the State of the City address by Mayor John Dickert. In Burlington, former Mayor Jeannie Hefty is back. She's taking the oath of office at 6:30 tonight, along with four aldermanic winners from April the 5th. A council president will be chosen and committee assignments announced. The Racine County Board is holding its organizational meeting at 5:30 this afternoon. That includes the oath of office to elected supervisors, plus naming a chairman and a vice chair. The Kenosha County Board's annual meeting precedes the organizational meeting at 7:30 tonight. That agenda includes County Executive Jim Cruiser's State of the County speech. The follow-up meeting will include seating the elected supervisors, then choosing a chairman and a vice chair. Supervisor Kim Bruning, by the way, survived a recount by 4 votes. She is now in line to become the first woman to chair the Kenosha County Board. One of the big retail giants announcing a hike in the minimum wage for its employees again. Bill Rakoff has more on that.
Target says it will once again raise the minimum wage for its employees beginning next month to $10 an hour. It's actually the second pay hike in a year's time for Target employees. The announcement comes on the heels of rival Walmart's move to raise its minimum wage to $10 an hour. Reports say Target's plan will also mean raises for workers who are already making more than that. They'll receive annual merit raises and a pay hike based on experience. The company isn't commenting other than to say it continues to pay competitive rates to its workers. I'm Bill Rakoff.
And United Health Group announcing it's going to be leaving the Obamacare exchanges in all but a few states. The nation's largest health insurer indicating it's been losing just too much money on the plans created by the Affordable Care Act. Company's been selling the health plans in 34 states. The chief executive says next year they'll remain in only a handful. The Kenosha City Council last night approving a resolution that allows the city attorney's office to pursue claims against the company involved in the installation of the rubberized surface for the Dream Playground. It's been closed for several weeks. The resolution targeting McGill Construction Company, though a subcontractor apparently actually installed the surface, which failed safety tests. Tammy Conforti, whose efforts led to the construction of the playground at Petsky Park, urged aldermen do what they can to get the issue resolved.
A lot of the families and a lot of the donors are looking forward to being able to use the playground again. And a lot of families with special needs, unfortunately, are not able to take their children to any of the other city playgrounds. So my hopes is that it gets done in a timely manner and play is restored here in Kenosha.
Assistant City Attorney Matt Knight said his conversations with McGill's attorney have not exactly resulted in a solution, and he had no timeline for taking any legal action. The participants in the meetings that we get to tell you about on our newscast usually focused in on the subject at hand, but every once in a while, a little humor gets interjected. Cheryl Carriers with the Ford Next Generation Learning Community. They've just accepted Racine Unified as part of that group, and for which Carriers spent quite a bit of time in the Racine area.
What I learned today was that, besides Kringle, I learned about Kringle. How I could live across the pond and not know about Kringle still blows me away. But and I ate a lot of it today.
And then at the Racine Council meeting, former Alderman Greg Helding showing up for his mentor, Alderman Ron Hart, while noting one tall tale that he fell for with a more seasoned politician who did play for the Racine Raiders years ago.
We went to one of the League of Municipalities conferences. There may have been some adult beverages involved, but he had me convinced that he had played in a Super Bowl game. So, in the morning, though, he set the record straight, but I spent the night thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. I got to check out that ring someday.
And during the council meeting, Alderman Terry McCarthy felt it very important to tell his colleagues that the resolution they were about to approve includes a Hawaiian theme for the Let's Get Laid 5K Run Walk on July 23rd and nothing else. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.